With the rising cost of oil and growing concern about the environment, people around the world are looking for cheaper, renewable ways to produce energy. So far, we have had success using wind turbines to harness wind energy and using solar panels to convert energy from the sun. Another energy source that is getting more and more attention is tidal power, which uses underwater turbines to capture energy created by tidal currents. Although the potential of tidal power has long been recognized, it has rarely been utilized until now. Tidal power plants are expensive to develop, and there are not many sites where tides are powerful enough to generate useful amounts of energy. However, development costs have come down recently, and technological improvements have made tidal power generation feasible in more locations than before. As tidal power comes closer to becoming the next renewable technology, it is about to get a big test. In 2010, the world's largest underwater turbine was installed off the coast of Scotland. Designed by Atlantis Resources, the AK1000 weighs 1,300 tons, is over 22 meters tall, and has a rotor diameter of 18 meters. It is estimated that the massive double-turbine AK1000 will initially produce 1 megawatt of energy, or enough energy to power only about 1,000 homes. By 2020, however, engineers estimate that the turbine will produce up to 700 megawatts. Despite its potential as an energy source, many questions remain about the viability of tidal power. For example, its environmental impact on marine life is largely unknown. The designers of the AK1000 claim that its turbines turn too slowly to harm any wildlife, but it will be necessary to monitor the actual impact on sea life. Also, the best sites for tidal power tend to have the biggest waves and strongest currents, which makes it difficult to install and maintain equipment. At their site off the coast of northern Scotland, engineers working on the AK1000 can expect rough seas and an average temperature of 11 degrees Celsius. The future of tidal power is still unclear, but engineers and policymakers will be closely watching the AK1000 to see whether tidal power can become a mainstream source of renewable energy.